So a few years ago, we were so busy with our Passion Play Ministry handbook. We were busy with the production handbook. And we took time to describe all of these different things that have to be done to make a Passion Play happen. How to build a set, how to paint a set, how to store a set, how to make the costumes. We're talking about hundreds of how-to videos. But what we're getting ready to do right now is we're getting ready to take Passion Play Ministry International handbooks, and we're going to introduce them to YouTube.
Absolutely. You know, just like if I'm working on my car or bought a house a couple years ago, if I'm fixing something that broke at the house,
exactly.
I'm going to YouTube and I'm looking for something, you know, 10 minutes to walk me through, like, all right, let's replace the ceiling fan here, or, you know, sort out some sort of plumbing issue. And I think a lot of the content we have lends itself well to, you know, some of these how-to succinct videos with, you know, walking people through how we do what we do. You know, we've got someone here that's going to show you how to do props, or how to get a fog machine set up, or
how to put your board
backstage
together.
And on the scenes. Yeah, absolutely.
Administrative pieces that we work on that we just take for granted. They're all pieces that have to be done, but how do you do those? And what a tool. Just take another. We got about a minute left in this break. What do you suppose, how can that impact the transfer of the ministry from one community to another going forward?
You know, it's great to be able to travel and put some handshakes and hugs on people when you're there with them. But, you know, sometimes being able to refer back to material is great too. I get to sometimes go speak at conferences, you know, various tech things. And a lot of times what I'll do is I'll take my talk and I'll turn it into, you know, a set of blog posts or something. And you can kind of keep an eye over time and see, you know, when I put this material out there, do people keep coming back to it? And sometimes, say, you've got 50, 100 people in a room, but looking years later, you're still seeing 40, 50 people a month hitting up one of those articles or checking something out. So it's something that I think, you know, it's so good to go spend that one-on-one time, but something to help, you know, supplement that. And also sometimes, like right now, we might not be able to go, but there's a team that could be learning even in a time like this with video.